is subdivision 2019-21, Nancy L. Marshall, Gideon Sith III, and David Barty.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 10.85855 acres into plus or minus into four single family lots to be located in a certain parcel of land lying in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County. The property is located on the south side of Phillips Hill Road, approximately 706.67 feet east of East Trap Pond Road, and on the east side of Trap Pond Road, approximately 155 feet south of Phillips Hill Road. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 20, Parcel 20.22. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff would note for the record there's a subdivision plan, a request for a waiver from the forested landscape buffer and the street design standards. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. And I'm going to guess that you're here representing this application.
Yes.
And your name is?
Nancy Marshall.
Okay, Ms. Marshall, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No, I just like to get it split up. My sister passed away and the other two lots go to her sons.
Okay. Well, let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
It's pretty clear cut for me. The entrances would come in off of Phillips Hill Road. Each lot would have its own access, correct? Wouldn't be a shared use.
Well, it might be up to Delta. It might be a shared use. Could be.
Okay. All right.
Don't leave. Yeah, we're not done. That's only one. You got. There's four more of them. Four or five more of them.
Well, just for clarification, the entrances are parcels are to two of the parcels are going to be off of East Trap Pond Road, and one will be off of Phillips Hill Road.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, they'll probably have.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
I don't have any, sir.
Okay, Ms. Trout.
No questions.
Okay, Ms. Stevenson.
This affects schools or roadway. What are the questions we have to ask?
If they're going to, is it going to, are there any wildlife or wetlands on the property?
There's probably wildlife, but.
Okay. Is it going to have a negative impact on traffic for the four additional lots?
I don't think so.
No impacts on schools or waterways?
We need to get this on the record. That's all. This is part of our process so that we can say that you can tell us what are the others. So that's why we're asking you these questions.
Right.
I know it seems odd.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Would the lots in the use of single family be in keeping with the character of the surrounding uses?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Those are my questions.
Okay.
That's funny. It's not like
I'm going to be over now.
Those skills are getting better every day.
Anything else, Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you.
Counselor, anything for you?
Do we have septic feasibilities on this? Do you know if you have a septic feasibility?
Yes.
You do? Mm-hmm. Let's check.
I did think about that one, but
okay.
She said it.
I got fire marshal.
Did you submit it to the office, do you know? Or do you happen to have it with you right there?
I do have a site evaluation report. And
I
you can walk around
right.
And show. You can walk around and show.
Right. This we kind of need that.
Okay.
We'll get you copies of it.
This one I have. I've got the fire marshal approval, and she has approval from DENREC for soil feasibility study.
Okay. Right. Good job. All right.
So my only other question for staff is this one.
We need DelDOT.
Okay. So we can
unfortunately.
Only do
okay. And so I don't see the DelDOT approval.
Okay. All right. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2019-21, Nancy L. Marshall? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2019-21? Okay. Come on up.
Maybe not, Holly.
Thank you.
Yes, my name is Lacey Spencer. I live directly across from that property.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to see it kept as farmland. I've lived there since 93. I moved out in the country to be in the country. In the last 10 years, I counted the other day, missing quite a few of them, but there's been at least 26 houses built within a half a mile of my home.
Have you been here since 6 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, who's next? Come on up.
Hi, I'm Justin Young. I live at the property adjacent to the access road on Phillips Hill Road. So I just want to make sure that's not going to be a busy intersection.
Which house is yours? Which one?
Right where the cursor is. That's my house. So I'm one of the newer houses that he probably doesn't like being there, which I get. I don't want to see any more houses built there either.
Yeah, I understood. And how long have you been there?
Since August. But bought that house because there's farmland behind it. I don't want to see another house built behind my house.
Understood.
I'm trying to get to the plan.
Yeah. But you said, just to clarify, I believe most of the properties were going to be off a trap pond.
Right. She's going to bring the map up here and get a little better look at it.
Okay, so that's your house.
Mm-hmm.
They're proposing to do one lot here,
a lot.
Yeah, one big lot and two lots over here.
Okay. Still opposed to it.
Okay. Anybody else opposed? Anyone else on the commission have any questions? Okay, we're being done. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2019-22, Elmer T. Adkins Sr., trustee.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 9 acres plus or minus into two single-family lots to be on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Nanticoke, Hundred, Sussex County. The property is located on the northeast corner of Joseph's Road and Concord Road. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 21, Parcel 4. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Submitted for the record is a subdivision plan, waiver from the forested landscape buffer and the street design standards. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm Brandon Speak. It's my grandfather's property.
Okay.
He's basically separating it out, and I'm going to give the new lot to my uncle, and the rest of the farm will be given to me and my mother.
Okay.
It's a chicken farm.
Okay.
It's going to be a chicken farm.
All right.
It's basically just doing this now. Not waiting until he passes because he's 92. So,
okay.
And there's a trailer on the lot, and our intentions are to take the trailer off the lot. I don't know if you can see it. It's the trailer is no up. Yep, that's the trailer.
Okay. Yep,
it's been there. It's the one that he's living in now. After he gives it to us, we're gonna build him a new, like probably just regular like single family home there.
Okay.
For him to live in until he's gone. So
all right.
I already had the septic approval for the front lot that's gonna be the new lot. And I already had the septic on the existing property where the trailer is. I already had that inspected and approved. So when this all gets done and we go through the bank, I can start building it. Won't like require any septic or anything like that.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, I appreciate your comments. Let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So there are three trailers in the back, right?
No. There's just one trailer that's there. Where are you talking about? I don't understand. That's just a dead end road. And the reason that we're kind of here is because, like, everybody or almost all the people that live out in front of the farm, that was actually deeded off to family members.
So it's all family, the whole thing?
Yeah.
There's like a couple.
Run out of minors.
He's out of lots that he can do over the counter, so he's got to come to us.
Yeah. There's a couple people that he sold off to, but the majority of the people there.
I don't have any other questions.
He just wants to create this as a separate lot.
Right. And I don't know if the perk test is in the.
Yes.
Is it or is it not?
I had results from soil feasibility, I thought.
Because I had them. I didn't know if they put them in there.
You want to hand it in? We will take it and put it into the file.
And do you need the permit for the other septic, the existing septic from through? Or you guys like that more?
If it's already existing, I don't think we need that.
We're good.
Yeah, okay. That's not really a new lot.
All right, let's see if I can do it. Do you think this will affect the schools?
No.
Will it have an effect on the roads and traffic?
No.
Will it be in keeping with the other lots in the area?
Yes, ma'am.
And now I can't remember anything else after that. Help me out. What I forget.
Is there any impact on waterways, wetlands, wildlife?
No, it's pretty much, I mean, as far as I know.
Wetlands, wildlife, www.
It's going to stay pretty much the same. I mean, maybe eventually my uncle might put a house on the lot that's in the front there, but currently and probably for the foreseeable future, it's going to stay a horse pasture. So.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Okay.
I have none.
Okay.
None, Mr. Chairman.
All righty.
Not for me, thank you.
I'm good.
And did I have my buffer permit or the waiver?
I noted that there's a waiver for the forested landscape buffer.
All right. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if anybody here interested in your application. Is there anyone here that likes to speak in favor of subdivision 19-22 Elmer T. Adkins Sr.? Anyone here that likes to speak in opposition to subdivision 2019-22? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is a subdivision 2019-23, John J. Hampstead.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 9.48 acres plus or minus into four single-family lots to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County. The property is located on the west side of Calhoun Road, approximately 880 feet north of Rust Road. The tax parcel is District 130, parcel map 6, parcel 82.04. The zoning district is GR, General Residential District. Staff would note for the record, we have a subdivision of plan and a waiver for the forest and landscape buffer and the street design standards.
Steve Sellers of Seaford, Delaware.
Stranger.
Okay, as you can see, we have all permits except for right now Conservation District. They were waiting on this hearing to see what the results were first. The plan is for adding three more lots to existing lots on a 50-foot access easement that's shown there, that Chase Lane, which is already there. Chaser Lane, I should say. We have fire marshal approval. We've got the turnarounds. We have septic approvals, DENREC approvals, everything. So.
All right. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you, Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Ms. Stevenson.
Wetlands, wildlife.
not to my knowledge, and not to my knowledge.
Schools, yes. Yeah. Schools, roads, it's in keeping with the area. That Calvin Road's been a busy subdivision road lately, so yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So.
We good?
It will comply with the requirements of 99-9C that you are familiar with?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Okay.
I have none.
Okay. Sir?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
No.
All right, then, Mr. Sellers, if you'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2019-23, John J. Hampstead? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2019-23? Anybody on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is